Muslim mosques and military bases in America? The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This brought to you by yours truly, the Turkish President, Tayyip Erdogan. Now, recently I was watching a video of former FBI agent John Guandolo talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. During his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, the fact of the matter is there are over 35 jihadi terror training camps right here in America. These groups are responsible for over 50 terrorist attacks on American soils, and yet no one is talking about this. Fox News broadcast this on February 16th of 2009.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side.
Folks, Muslims are establishing not only terror camps in America, but they're also establishing mosques in America, which, by the way, are the same thing. See, it's a sign of conquering, and as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are simply here in an attempt to dominate. Furthermore, this is what they are taught to do through the teachings of the Quran. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. This was said by Hassan Al-Abana. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, said, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth." Mustafa Carroll, care director of Houston, Texas, said that if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11th, 2001. The U.S. survey in 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. The slow siege, of course, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocates of a peaceful religion.
First of all, I find it absolutely astounding that a former assistant director of the FBI would say that Islam is a more violent religion than most other religions. If you look at
the victims? The religion of peace? Really? Folks, below are some verses taken directly from their book of peace called the Quran. "And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slaying, but fight them not by the holy mosque and tell that they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Let not the believers take unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of them, and unto God is the homecoming."
Such the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism.
whosoever desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. This is the
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, it's interesting what's going on in this country, and I just want to start off by taking you to school again. I'm talking about Testimony, Revelation 17:5, and I'm talking about testimony and what it is that we experience in this life so we can convey it to others, and namely that of Christ. But this morning, I'm inside of the store. People I'm acquainted with, I know who they are. I've known them for years. I don't know them like on a personal level, but I know them because of us continuously buying goods from their store. And a guy came out today, and I knew him, and he's a super cool guy, him and his brother. And I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, "So what's going on in New York?" And I just told him, I said, "The same thing I've been telling you for 25 years now. That's what's going on in New York." And I said, "You know, for the time that I spend trying to get people to understand the severity of what's going on in their country, because I don't suspect that there's anybody that could actually come back or even call my phone right now on national radio and convince me that the things that we've warned of are now coming to pass in a big way. And it's making haste. It's coming to pass swiftly, to say the least." And I had shared with him, I said, "For all the time that I've tried to laboriously get you people to understand, I said, what's going to happen? Listen to me, America. I said, if the American people do not come together and begin to have a conversation, which I believe is happening, but I said more so on local levels, I said, what's going to happen is once we get hit, because I said, it's just a matter of time before we get hit. I said, everybody's going to be scattering in 1,000 different directions because nobody's going to know what just hit them." And I looked at him and I said, "It's coming. So what you're seeing in New York right now, I've been trying to tell you for 25 years that this was coming. And it's not just New York. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in California. It's happening in the Midwest, Minnesota, Michigan. It's happening in Ohio. The list goes on. You're being infiltrated. You're being infiltrated by those that mean to conquer your country, people. Deuteronomy 28:43 tells us that this is what's going to happen to a disobedient people. They will be made the head, and you will be made the tail."
Now, what is it that we don't understand concerning what's going on? And I do want to reiterate the point as to who's treasonously alluring them into your country. Those that are treasonously alluring them into your country are your said representatives. And as I've said before, friends, and I want to say it again, they're committing the act of treason against the people because the people have committed the act of treason against the Lord. So what am I talking about? Here, go check this out. Listen carefully. I want you to remember one thing before you listen to this and hear this on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com. I want you to contemplate and consider who gave him all the attention that he needed to get into the position of becoming the next mayor of New York City. Consider that while you listen to this. Zoran Mamdani.
Of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Okay, so now does this sound like the same little sweet guy, Zoran Mamdani, that was out there smiling so sweet for the people and it looks like he wouldn't hurt a fly? Does that sound like the same tone, friends? I'm just kind of curious. And what I want you to consider is the same media that is continuously creating this fight between the right and the left in the races, ethnicity, the list goes on. They are the ones that gave him all the attention that he needed to get into the position of winning to be the next mayor of none other than New York City. Here's another one for you. Listen carefully, friends. This will explain to you as to why America's in trouble. What Zoran is saying here is absolutely 100% true. But again, I want you to understand why the curse and the judgments of the Lord are upon us as a people. Listen carefully to what this foreigner who has no business whatsoever running for office. Listen to me carefully. When there was no religious test concerning those that were to serve we the people found in the Constitution, that religious test was found on the fact of, you know, you don't have to prove to us that you're this denomination or that denomination. You're a Baptist, you're a Catholic, you're a Lutheran, you're a Wesleyan. That's the religious test that they were talking about, people. Not foreigners that come from out the United States of America that come into America and that mean to operate in such a fashion that it runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. But in fact, that's what is happening. They do not have a right to be in office in the first place. But if the American people don't know the difference, they haven't taken the time to read the Constitution, a little bit of the history, this is what's going to be served up to them more and more on a daily basis. Now, you know that Mamdani here is his competitor. One of them is Mr. Cuomo, the disgraced governor. And again, I want you to listen carefully because what he does is he goes right after the disgraced governor for his crimes committed against women as the very reason he should have no business running for office in the first place. So what he's highlighting here is what the American people tolerated, but it should be an embarrassment to the American people that Cuomo's even up on stage in the first place. Listen to this.
2021, 13 different women who worked in your administration credibly accused you of sexual harassment. Since then, you have spent more than $20 million in taxpayer funds to defend yourself, all while describing these allegations as entirely political. You have even gone so far as to legally go after these women. One of those women, Charlotte Bennett, is here in the audience this evening. You sought to access her private gynecological records. She cannot speak up for herself because you lodged a defamation case against her. I, however, can speak. What do you say to the 13 women that you sexually harassed?
If you want to be in government, then you have to be serious and mature.
Okay, so folks, again, what's interesting is Cuomo's up on stage. I want to lay to your candor once again, who gave the people of New York the option of a repeat pedophile offender? And I'm talking about one that's offending women, just like Donald Trump. That was one of the options given to the New Yorkers, along with one that means to conquer America, Mr. Mamdani. and then there was one other. Are these the people's picks? Absolutely not. These are the picks of the powers that are tolerated by the people that gave you your options again, where there's no way out. The noose is tightening, Americans.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm looking for a video during the break here, audio for you, because I wanted to highlight another piece here, and I think I just got it. And I want you to hear this, because it's a little bit longer than the last one was. But I want you to listen carefully to none other than the, one that doesn't have a right to occupy office in the United States of America, but somehow or another he's doing so. The same guy that's been given all the attention by the mainstream media. To put him into the position that he is now occupying, or should I say, should soon be occupying. And I'm talking about Zohran Mamdani. And people are freaking out about this right now. But folks, I've been warning the American people about this for 25 years again. And I'm not trying to, I'm not claiming to be anything. And I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just out there telling you that I'm being led to share this with the American people, because Americans, you are being overtaken. And I want to tell you who's bringing them into the country. Your said representatives are, and they're committing the act of treason. And if you don't deal with them and quit allowing the media to circumvent the responsible party, you're going to be overtaken. And you are, in fact, at the end of the day, going to be conquered. Now, this guy, Zohran, as a matter of fact, I reached out to him and I tried to get him on the show, and I didn't suspect he was going to respond to me, because obviously I'm a Christian preacher, right? And in saying that, he didn't respond, But, you know, he's out there and he comes across as this nice little harmless kid who's trying to play up to the ideals of the American people, but yet behind closed doors, he's actually revealing unto the people that he's there to serve as to who he really is. Okay, and you can't hide that. I mean, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And why is that? Because the Lord said that, and he's the one that brings it to the light. I want to take you from just a couple days ago, from Zohran Mamdani being this really cool kid, right? And we're being told from Muslims he's committing the act of taqiyya, and what that means, he can lie for his cause. And now what he's doing is he's there, right? Now he's one office. And if the American people just awake to the fact that he doesn't have the authority to be there or the right to be there, the people in New York could put a stop to this real quick. But they're not going to do that. Now, what do? They resort back. And where does the media go? It goes right over to Donald Trump, who actually financed the Muslims and their charity organizations 3 times more than Barack Hussein Obama, and simultaneously he was telling the American people, namely those that were following his every lying word, that he was going to build a wall and put a stop to all of this. No, he was doing just the exact opposite. And if you want to cross-check me, I always challenge you to do that. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to do that. Just go over to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, and you will find it there, because he was the only one that had the intestinal fortitude to tell the American people what it was and what it is that they need to hear. You're being lied to. But let's go back to Zohran. Now, I just want to ask you, does this sound like the same kid just from a couple days ago that was on the campaign trail running for office? I want you to listen carefully to his tone, and I want you to meet the real Zohran Mamdani, okay? And again, remember, he's a Muslim, and he'll tell you that, and he's not apologizing for anything.
We have toppled a political dynasty.
This is a Muslim in your country, in New York.
I wish Andrew Cuomo only the best in private life.
Muslims.
But let tonight be the final time I utter his name. As we turn the page on a politics that abandons the many and answers only to the few. Tonight we have spoken in a clear voice. Hope is alive. Hope over tyranny. Hope over big money and small ideas. Hope over despair.
Always the same selling
points. So Donald
Trump,
since I know you're watching, I have 4 words for you. Turn the volume up. We will hold bad landlords to account, because the Donald Trumps of our city have grown far too comfortable taking advantage of their tenants.
Isn't this, folks, for those that know the difference, you know, you get these two at odds with each other. Isn't it interesting that he goes right to Donald Trump and then he picks a fight with Donald Trump? What is this all about? Well, keep in mind, friends, that Zohran Mamdani works for the same people that Donald Trump does. Now, I don't know if you figured that out yet, but you will sooner or later. And as I always say, friends, hopefully sooner than later, okay? But they work for the same people. What they're doing is they're trying to get these groups of people under Zohran and under Donald Trump to war against each other. You know, if the American people wanted to use a little prudence and wisdom, what they do is they take Zohran and Donald Trump and they throw them in a cage and let them fight it out, rather than millions of people dying for their cause that they know is a fraud. Okay, let me continue on here with Zohran Mamdani changing his complete tone and also revealing unto you as to who he really is. In America,
we will put an end to the culture of corruption that has allowed billionaires like Trump to evade taxation and exploit tax breaks.
Boy, that sounds like a different guy, people.
We will stand alongside unions and expand labor protections, because we know, just as Donald Trump does, that when working people have ironclad rights, the bosses who seek to extort them become very small indeed. New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant. After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist.
This is all antithetical to the Constitution.
And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this. Together, New York, we're going to freeze the... Together, New York, we're going to make buses fast and... Together, New York, we're going to deliver universal...
Okay, so folks, he's got them talking their communistic ideologies. He's got them talking a different language as to who we are. It's interesting, friends, because you would think a guy like that, if anybody was going to get a bullet, would probably be him, right? But nope, he's perfect for the plan of ushering in this system of chaos, because as they're creating domestic insurrection, friends, you need to understand that they are the authors of it. But because what's behind it? Because they want the American people to cry out for the government to do something about it. But the people don't realize it's those said representatives that they're crying out to. They're the ones that are actually responsible for creating the problem in the first place. Again, Americans, when are you going to figure this out? Seriously. And I'm laughing again because, folks, I've done everything that I need to do in trying to drag this country over the top of the hill. If they so choose to stay in the position that they're in, then reap the curse, because that's exactly what's going on. That is, hey, folks, no man is in charge. This is the hand of the Father. This is him moving things into place to wake up a people that refuse to be awakened. And it went from chastisements to now we're moving into judgments right now. And again, this includes all of us. I'm going to play one more piece. If anybody wants to call in, please do. I see that phone call. Just hold on with me. 281-845-4704. One of the things that I've always shared with you people is the fact that the good guys, right? The right. And how many times have I highlighted the fact that the left is the fruit of the right, right? Matthew 5:13, that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Well, that represents what you have concerning the right. Is it not true? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play this piece from Judas, Luke 22:48, Mike Johnson. And keep in mind, nobody's talking about the Epstein files anymore. And the fact of the matter is they've gotten your eyes off of that. And the bad guys appreciate all of your short-term memories. I just wanted to tell you that from them. They love the fact that you forget about it because they're going to do it to you again. And that's what they're teeing up to do all over again. But what I'm going to do here, friends, is I'm going to come back. And I'm going to go ahead and play Judas for you, Mike Johnson. And I'm not name calling. That's exactly what he is. He's selling you out. I also want you to keep in mind, I'm going to do my best to cover bases here concerning who's responsible for all of this. I've shared with you before, folks, quotes from rabbis that have said, and I'm telling you, Americans, that this Zionist allegiance that you see from this current administration, that they are, in fact, the ones behind pushing these individuals, those coming into America, to be used as what? Political battering rams to upend who we are, to conquer the American people. It is the Zionists. I just want to make clear that you all understand it. Don't ask me. Ask the rabbis that we played for you. Ask the rabbis. Ask the Jewish people that are exposing the Zionists for who they really are. And make distinction when you do that. Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28, Romans 2:29. So I'm just waiting for this music to start up. We're going to take a hard break, and there it is. And what's going to happen? I'm going to come right back. I'm going to play this. I got a lot of audio for you. I got a lot of video for you. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-866-866. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, so as promised, friends, I just want to highlight something real quick here. And I got it right up there. I'm showing it on screen. And I'm going to read it to my affiliates. 281-845-4704. I want you to understand where all of this is coming from. Okay? Listen, the bad guys are doing what the bad guys are doing because they're disobeying in honor of their father, the devil. Right? Well, when we honor the Lord, guess what he does? Well, when we keep his commandments, he's in control. Let's just metaphorically speak of this game board that we're on. So we leave the results up to him, but we got to first do all that we can do in the process, right? Listen carefully. This is Rabbi David Toto, okay? He said the Jewish Messiah will only appear, so they're creating this issue just like what you're seeing play out and transpire right before your eyes today. He said the Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe, listen carefully, and Christianity is totally destroyed. This rabbi continues, so I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe, now America? He said, it is excellent news. Islam is the broom of Israel. Modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, Thomas Herzl's Zionist movement, under all of these prime ministers who are falsifying their identities because they don't want you to figure out that this is not the Israel of God. We are the Israel of God. Okay. So with that, I want to go over to none other than Judas himself. This is Mike Johnson. We knew he was a Judas before he got into office. We tried to tell people that because of information that we had from the inside out. People didn't want to listen to that. So he gets into office. And what has been taking place, friends? Stonewalling after stonewalling after stonewalling concerning what? Scandal after scandal after scandal. And here's another one. So correlate this to what I just brought up during the first and the second segment. You ready for this? This is Judas Johnson.
Goran Mondami is without a doubt the biggest win for socialism in the history of the country.
And okay, so here, I just want to commentate really quick. This is live radio. So Mike Johnson right now, instead of upholding his oath, along with both federal and state government, and all of those that occupy office in the United States of America, do remember that's all he's doing here is highlighting the criminals that him and those that occupy office in federal and state governments are tolerating. See, but what do? They're not bringing justice upon the heads of the guilty no more than they're going to bring justice upon the heads of the guilty in their own circles. This is a covenant of hell. These Muslims right now are being used to perform what they're doing right now. And what are they doing right now? They're occupying office. They're conquering. They're beginning to take America right now. I believe that there's over some odd number. I don't want to give you exact number. It's pro or con. 90 offices occupied right now by Muslims in the United States of America. Matter of fact, and let me just do this because I have something pulled up for you here. And I want you to see it. And it has everything to do with what I just said. And I'm going to go ahead and pull it if I can find it. Now, here it is right here. Check this out, folks. This is the Muslims that are occupying in America right now. We have the mayor of Dearborn. He just called a Christian a terrorist in Dearborn. We also have another individual. And I'm going to go ahead and play this for itself so you can see it for yourself. Okay, this is another mayor in Michigan, another mayor in Texas, Vice President, City Council, Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison, Rashida Tlaib, Andre Carson, Zoran Mamdani now, Omar Fatah. No matter, and by the way, many of these have already been busted in voter fraud and scandal and funneling illegally finances into their campaigns, yet they're continuously taking office. Where's the FBI, friends? Where are those three-letter agencies that have been created to basically protect the small guy? Folks, they're inciting this. They're creating this, okay? Let's continue on here. We got another one, around 6 to 8 million Muslims in the United States of America right now. We got over 3,000 mosques in America right now. Did you see the video from yesterday, even with Zoran Mamdani, folks, where all the Muslims took to the street? It's a sign of conquering America, just so you know. I want to tell you this, too. If the American people would come together and be the government that the Lord has called them to be, the law that the Lord has called them to be, in adherence to his commandments, in dealing with all of that which creates all of these issues, that's where the blessing is. You're not going to find it outside of that. Well, the list goes on, and the stats go on concerning those that are occupying office in America today. Americans, you've been told this for how many years? I think I shared with you some time ago that since September 11, 2001, a 74% increase in Muslim mosques in the United States of America. From 2011, it went from 2,106 to 1,209. It was added to compared to 1,209 in 2000. And then in 2016, there's as many as 3,000 mosques. We also have former FBI telling us that there's 35 jihadi camps on American soil today. We've also had former FBI John Guandolo on the show equating to Muslim mosques to military bases. But how could it be otherwise, friends, when you've allowed your government to police the world when they never had the constitutional authority to do it in the first place? So you're reaping what you're sowing. But let me go back. Here we have Mike Johnson We have this federal government, along with the state governors, alluring them in. And instead of dealing with the treasonous governors and mayors, folks, what are they doing? They're getting your eyes off of those that are now occupying the office. What are they leading off? Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. Folks, these are the devil's advocates. These are his minions. They're leaving off what guards our liberty, and that is justice. Folks, this is injustice. This is inverted, friends, concerning what it is that we're supposed to be and how our government is supposed to operate. Let me continue on here. Here's Judas Johnson, magnifying those that are occupying office rather than lawfully standing up and holding them accountable to their crimes or the crimes that they mean to incur on the American people.
Ron Mondami is without a doubt the biggest win for socialism in
this
the history
is the
of the country.
You got,
and it
Americans.
Is the biggest loss for the American people.
The biggest loss for America. Then what? Let me ask you something, folks. What is the purpose of these representatives if not to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution? To play games? To continuously facilitate, which they have no authority delegated unto them by the people that they continuously meddle in? America! This isn't the purpose of government. It's not the job of our said representatives to go on television and tell us what the problem is. You don't magnify the crime against the law. You magnify the law against the crime, and you bring judgment to establish righteousness. That's not what's going on. No, the American people, this is what you tolerate, and this is what you get. You get your Making America Great Again, your MAGA, whatever you want to call this. You put them up, and they get there, and they turn on the people, and they do what they haven't been given power or authority to do. How could it be otherwise?
And the results of that race tell you everything you need to know about where the Democrats and their party are
Democrats,
headed.
Again, friends. I would love to get old Judas on the show here. Where's the Democrats? Where's the Republicans in the Constitution? Americans, here it goes. Here it goes. There's no such thing. This is pro wrestling at its very worst is what it is. They're now blaming them for the crimes that they're committing, but that's not what they've been put into office to do. It's them that are responsible to drop the law on their desk and indict each and every one that has committed the crime against the American people. That's what preserves who we are as a people under God. Not making excuses for, now look what they did. Now look what they're responsible for. Can you believe they did this? Folks, consider the source. Consider the source here, people. That's all these people do is lie. And as you continuously listen to their lies, friends, you're going to just continuously be what? You're going to be continuously dispossessed through this siege. And siege means it means a slow takeover. Hey, folks, this truth that I'm giving you is the treason in the empire of their lies. And it's the only thing that's going to take them down lawfully is when the American people hold to the truth and the truth alone. Because it's the truth that makes us free. Not these corrupt little scoundrels that are put into office to do the things that they're doing. Now our said representatives are highlighting the crimes of another Muslim taking office in New York City. Isn't that also interesting, folks? Right after September 11, 2001, you know, for 18 years, we hear from the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, how the Muslims are the problem, how the Muslims are the problem, how the Muslims are the problem, creating and casting into our minds who the enemies are, friends, rather than coming to our own conclusions. We know who's responsible for September 11th, and so do the people in New York. 50% of the people in New York after September 11th took to the streets, and it was never reported that they were going and pointing their finger back at the American government for the crimes that were committed. But what did the American government do? They blamed a foreign enemy. And so now who's overtaking the country? That foreign enemy. And those people, friends, want vengeance upon a people that have allowed those same politicians that drive the narrative. They want vengeance upon a people that have allowed these politicians to attack their countries. That's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's going on, friends. And this is what you listen to.
Backbench to their leadership. Democrats have fallen in line behind.
No such thing as Democrats.
Hakeem Jeffries, as you know, is the highest-ranking Democrat in the House.
Okay, so folks, all eyes off of Donald Trump, all eyes off of Israel and their crimes against the Gaza, all eyes off the Epstein files, all eyes off this fraud that the FBI is trying to push concerning this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. Do you see what this is called? Gaslighting. Do you know what gaslighting is, friends? Here, I'll give you the definition. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation where a person tries to make someone else doubt their own reality, memory, or sanity. That's exactly what these people are put into place to do. Okay? These are the same people that want you to question what you see with your eyes and to question with your ears what you hear. And they're right there, just like the devil saying to Eve, hath God said, question his authority. That's a dangerous place to put yourself, Judas. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSRadio.com.
Yeah, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, folks, be careful of people on live chat right now. We got an individual who thinks he's really smart, and he thinks it's really cute to say we need to start shooting, okay? That's not what we're looking for, reformation here, lawful reformation. If we have to defend ourselves, we will. But don't start driving a narrative on the live chat, because if you do, you're going to be kicked off it because you're subversive, okay? We have a lawful conversation here, friends. Don't sit there and be led about by these individuals. And by the way, StoCon, if you'd like to, the phone lines are wide open. Don't take shots at us without getting on the phone and manning up and going, you know, sharing your information with the rest of us so we can be at least beneficiaries of your wisdom. That number's 281-845-4704. We got John calling in from the deep south. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Most of these things that come up on the chat like that are just bots. I just, you know, don't feed the trolls kind of thing. But as far as, like, being a person that was given old books a long time ago, especially my Tyndale Bible from the 1850s or something like that, and not being religious, I've come to understand that there are, okay, so in the Talmud I'm called a goy, in the Quran I'm called an infidel, in the Catholicos, the IHS, I'm called a heretic, because they want you to be part of their club. They don't want you to just be a Christian, that you have to belong to their clubs. And they all sound alike. They all hate you because they don't belong to your, you don't belong to their ideology.
Yep.
Which, you know, they, I think they all work together and fuel each other to divide everyone spiritually.
Yep. Well, they're, it's interesting. They're all going the same direction. If you think about all the false religions in the world, at the end of the day, they're all going the same direction because they all have the same father. And the difference between them and us is the fact that we know that our God is alive, and it's something that we have seen a thousand times over. You know, you look at all of those false gods, and the fact of the matter is when you look at the God, you know, I didn't see anybody else sacrificing their son to die for the sins of the world. And we also know not only was he crucified, but he was also buried and he rose again. And that is what makes distinction between the false and the real right there, John. So I totally appreciate your phone call. I got Stacy calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. Welcome, Stacy. What say you?
Well, thank you for always pointing out truth. That's where we stand in this war. And you're right. We don't need to fire a shot because we have all these unsaved masses being brought to us. And if we do our job and share the gospel, God will do the rest. And I just talked to a Muslim girl and I said, well, you know, they believe Jesus is Isa. And I said, do you read what Isa said? Oh, no, your Bible's corrupted. Well, we have to tell them, no, it's not corrupted. In fact, their Quran says to read our book. And so I got that message across to her, and everybody's got to do their job. We can't just sit around and ignore all these masses of people going to hell that are being brought to us because we're too lazy to go to them.
Yeah, that's right. And what an opportunity we have. I would say to all the missionaries as well, Stacy, answering off air, I'd say to all the missionaries as well, I mean, instead of spending $12 trillion from our money going over to mission fields in other countries to preach a gospel that you failed to preach here, well, the good news is now they're coming to you, man. You don't need to go over to their country. You don't need to play the big man or the big woman over there. Why don't you do it in your own backyard now? Just go to New York now. Just go to Minneapolis now. Just go to Michigan. Go to Texas. They're coming to you. There's your blessing right there. But the difference is they mean to bring their dangerous ideologies. See, these people are claiming that they come to America because they're here to assimilate. They're afforded asylum, but not when they come to conquer. And, you know, they declare, speaking to what John was just saying a moment ago, they talk about how their God is God, but yet if their God was God, then what did they need to come to America for? Because their God isn't God. And then when they come to D.C., they go to Washington, what do they see? They see the God through our Lord Jesus Christ that made America great again. And I want to remind the American people of something here, and listen carefully. You know, God bless America. Yeah. Yeah, right. Psalm 33:12. No doubt about it. God has blessed America. Now bless God in obeying him. On the behalf and for goodness sakes concerning the posterity which you have, because if you don't do anything about it, you ain't going to have anything left at the end of the day, because these people have a long history of being used as political battering rams, just like they are again in the present day. I know I wish people would study the past the way that our forefathers told us to study the past. If you go to the Library of Congress in D.C., where you see the none other than the Declaration of Independence, the original one, you'll see all these inscriptions on the outside of the building, and one of them is just that. Study the past. Well, where did they get that from? They got that from Jeremiah 6:16, and what does that say? Go back to the old past, because if you don't learn from that, what's going to happen is it's going to happen again, and then whereabouts, what are we going to do? We're going to sit there and go through the process of suffering in a way that we didn't have to suffer. It's better to suffer for righteousness than for unrighteousness. And it would be wisdom on our part. Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it. It would be wisdom on our part to see where man has failed in the past and ask the question, why were they judged? It's the same reason America's being judged right now. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, it kind of humors me because remember how I always say it's not Trump with a T, it's Chump with a C. And Chump, he endorsed the Democrat Cuomo because he said that the Republican candidate was going to make Cuomo lose. And so they don't even play the game where you got to vote for the Democrat or the Republican. You just got to keep their insider in and forget about any other option. I mean, I didn't follow it enough to know if the Republican candidate was any good or not, but I'm just saying that so much for voting Republican to solve your problem. And it was more of the same with Cuomo.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I appreciate it, Steve, very much. I got about 2 minutes here, and I totally appreciate your phone calls. I do want to say this. Last time Steve called in, I made the point, because he was talking about the two-party system, that it wasn't too long ago that Burger King and Popeye were having chicken sandwich wars, only to find out that the owner of Burger King and the owner of Popeye Chicken, they just happen to be the same owners. It's the same thing with your politicians, people. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about really quick. I got about a minute and a half left. I want to show you all those people that are on what they would call the Trump train today. But before Donald Trump got into office, you need to hear what they had to say about him, because it's interesting. They talked down about him. They even equated him to Hitler, J.D. Vance did. Listen to this. This is Lindsey Graham. He's about the slimiest politician out there.
The Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy.
Whatever he does, he accuses everyone else of doing.
Ted Cruz.
The man cannot tell the truth, but he combines it with being a narcissist. A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
Yep. And who supports him now more than Ted Cruz?
And my concern is that he would grab up that power and really treat the country as sort of his little bully fiefdom.
Rand Paul.
Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten.
Nikki Haley, all those that praise him today.
Americans for 40 years.
Marco Rubio, all capping on
He's
Trump.
Race baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
Lindsey Graham again.
He says he's for the little guy, but he's actually built a lot of his businesses on the backs of the little guy.
Kellyanne Conway.
Donald Trump the other day said that it, quote, if he tells a soldier to commit a war.
Yeah, I mean, folks, the list goes on. J.D. Vance called Donald Trump a Hitler. He said he had a vote for Hillary Clinton. There is no difference. And it shows you, folks, that they're lying as well. Because what they say about Donald Trump, now they're all praising Donald Trump. So which one's worse? Is there a lesser of two evils? Absolutely not. And between the two lesser of evils, are we supposed to choose either one of them? Scripture tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:2, no. Oh, by the way, let me show this really, really quick. This is Donald Trump's Key Mar-a-Lago. Here, what he has here, I just want to show it to you. He has a woman in a wine glass with half her clothes off dancing around. They're flaunting this in front of your face, Americans. She's got very little clothes on, and she's in a glass, a wine glass, kicking her legs around at a party at Donald Trump's place. That's all they're doing is just telling you, folks. You know, they're casting it in your teeth, as the Bible says. There's nothing you can do about what we're doing. That's what they're telling you. And that's what they're doing. And their action speaks a lot louder than words, doesn't it? Speaking of which, man, I got a whole slew of tabs of information I needed to share with you today, but I'm going to get them to you tomorrow, okay, as promised. We love you by what we do. Folks, check us out on the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. Thank you for all of your support, sons and daughters of liberty alike. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.